Okay, welcome. Our topic today is giving food to somebody who won't make a bracha on it. This happens a lot, hopefully. I mean, not hopefully they don't make brachas, but a lot that you will be giving food to people and doing lots of mitzvahs and chesed and helping out your fellow Jew. And this happens, I know it happened a lot in the army when sharing food with our chiloni co-soldiers. It happens in anybody who works in any restaurant and butcher shop anywhere. And hopefully you do a lot of kiruv, and you have a lot of Shabbos guests, and you do a lot of hospitality. You're going to be hosting a lot of people, and they're going to come to your home, and they're going to be eating food, and they're not going to make a bracha. So what do we do about that? Is that okay? Is that a problem? Well, the problem, if any, would be what's known as lifnei iver lo titein michshol, source 1, where Pasuk tells us that you don't put a stumbling block before a blind man. And Rabbi Yabin Tabori explained that, he explained that basically the only way to not be over the iser of putting a stumbling block before a blind man is by putting a stumbling block before a blind man. That it may be usher to put a stumbling block before a blind man, but probably midin v'haftal recha kamocha, etc. The Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol refers to either giving somebody bad advice, knowingly giving somebody bad advice, or enabling or encouraging or facilitating or tripping them up in terms of doing an Isser. For example, if I want pig and you give me some pig and I eat the pig, so you enabled me to violate the Isser of eating pig, so you violated the Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol. So, how does that, one of the ways, the Gemara lists all sorts of examples of how this happens, many different Gemaras throughout Shas, and one of them is Source 2, Gemara Chulin says the following, Amar Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav, Lo Yitein Adam Prusa Letoch Piv Shal Shamash, Elim Ken Yodea Bo Shenatal Yadav. Okay, in order to eat bread, you have to have washed your hands. It's not a din in touching the bread, but it's a din in the person eating the bread has to have washed his hands in order to eat the bread. So here, source 2, Rabbi Zera says, don't put bread in the mouth of the man serving you unless you know he did netilat yadayim. So, Rabbeinu Yonah, Girondi, on his commentary in the Rif, Masechet Brachot, quotes this line, and he says, "Lo yitein adam prusa l'shamash elin ken yodei bo shenatal yadav." Yesh l'medin mikan. Some people learn from this din, she'ein ra'oi latet ochel elin lemi sheyodei bo sheyivarech. V'nireh shekevan shemekavin laso mitzvah shenotein b'torah tzedaka mutar. So some people learn from here that you should not give food to anyone unless you know they're going to make a brach on it. But if it's for tzedakah purposes, then it's mutter. In other words, a person comes to your door and says, I'm hungry, I'm starving to death, I need some food because I'm starving, give me some tzedakah so I can eat. So you don't have to look at him and be like, where's your kippah, or your bekesha, or your shtreimel, etc., and decide, oh, okay, you would make a bracha, okay, here's the food, I'll help you out. No! An ani comes and asks you for food, you're supposed to give him food. And you're not supposed to give him a background check. That's not your job. Your job at that time is to give him de mechsero, help him out, he needs food, he's hungry, you give him food. And therefore, since you're doing a b'torah tzedakah, there's not a problem with this, oh, I can't give food to somebody who won't make a brach on it. That means that otherwise we have a problem. We have this iser, indeed, of giving food to somebody who won't make a brach on it. The Beit Yosef, well, the Torah paskins this halacha regarding lo yitein adam prus latoch piv shel shamash, don't put bread in the mouth of the shamash unless he didn't tili yadayim. And the Beit Yosef comments, and he says, from this we see latoch piv is lavdavka. From the way the Torah phrased it, it's don't feed him, meaning don't give him food. Not don't put it in his mouth, but it means don't provide food for a person who didn't do netilat yadayim. Ela afilu liyado nami aser. Don't put it in his hand. B'katav Rabbeinu Yonah v'ein dvarim nirin. The halitain. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, And he says, and I disagree with Rabbeinu Yonah. Dali ten l'shamash nami mitzahu v'afilu hachi lo yiten lo alim ken yodei shenato yadav. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this was a din regarding giving the person serving you some food, and you shouldn't do it unless he washes his hands. But when it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah, because we want you to do tzedakah, we don't want you to have to give him a background check, so we say, just give him the food and don't worry about it. So Beit Yossi says, that's not a good diuk. Even the shamash is a mitzvah to give him. What's the mitzvah to give a shamash food? We have a halacha called Lo Tachsam Shor Vidisho. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, you cannot muzzle your ox while he is working your field. It's not fair to the animal that he has to plow and he can't take a bite of the grass or fruit or whatever it is he's working on. So that halacha applies as well to your workers. Your workers have to be able to eat from the food they are serving. So here you are fulfilling that mitzvah, making sure your worker can eat. Nonetheless, the pasuk says, if he didn't do netilat yadayim, you can't give him food. So don't tell me, because I'm doing a mitzvah, everything's allowed.
How do you define shamash? As a worker?
Worker, servant, anybody, employee, helper, volunteer, anybody working in your service. Okay? Ava. I'm sorry, that was Beis Yosef. The Bach. Right there says Katav Rabbeinu Yonah, again cites Rabbeinu Yonah, and he has a different diuk he makes from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, the diuk he makes is Lemisha Yodea Bo Shivarech. You only give to somebody who you know will make a bracha on it. If you know he didn't, then you can't. But if there's a suffix, you don't know whether he'll make a bracha or whether he washed. So you give tzedakah to a person, you don't know if he's going to make a bracha on it. So you're not over. Beit Yosef said the diuk, what, just because it's a mitzvah, it's okay? He says, ignore that, Beit Yosef. What's the svari here of the Ri? And I do like it, and I paskin like the Ri here, Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, what's the svara? The svara is, when the shamish, I can't put bread in his mouth. Why? Because I know he didn't wash. This person I give tzedakah to, what am I doing? Sach hakol, I'm giving him food. It's his option if he wants to eat it right then, or if he wants to walk a few steps, make a bracha, wash his hands, whatever it is he wants to do, eat it later, take it downstairs, share it with his best friend. All those are his prerogative once I give him the food. All I'm doing is giving him the food. I am not, therefore, causing him to be over. If he then decides to eat it without making a bracha, that is not my fault. Shulchan Aruch, we're up to source 6. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol davar shemevin lifnei adam sheshlo reach v'adam tayivlo. Anything that you're eating in front of another person, and it smells really good, and the person wants it, Sarach litein mimenu l'shamash miyad. If it's the shamash who's serving you, you must give him some right away, because it is dangerous for a person to be serving you such delicious smelly foods and not be able to eat any of it. He can pass out from that feeling. But there's a rule just to give him one thing so he doesn't starve and doesn't go hungry, or if it's particularly smelly. You don't have to give him every single thing you're eating. You just have to make sure he's not sitting here hungry while he's feeding you. Mina chasidut is that everything you're eating, you give him a little bit of. Not a bite from your plate, but meaning if you're serving chicken, so he gets a piece of chicken. And you're serving french fries, and he gets some french fries. And you're serving whatever you're serving, he gets some of. But aser litein lo prusat pat, elen ken yodea bo shenatul yadav. But you cannot give him bread unless you know he washed his hands. Sif pet. Lo yitain lechol, and this is halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskening, you cannot give food, ela lemishi yodea bo shivarech, to anyone unless you know he'll make a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskens. It says you can't give food to somebody who won't make a bracha, or you can only give food to somebody who will make a bracha. But, v'yesh mekilim and notein la'ani b'torat tzedakah. But he cites the Rabbeinu Yonah as a yesh mekilin If you do it b'torah tzedakah, it's okay. The Bar Halacha comments on the Misha Yodea Boshi Varich. He says, "Mistabru the mukshlach lekasher tzagi." How much do you have to know that the guy's going to do it? So if the guy's wearing a kippah, looks otherwise from, like you can assume he's going to make a bracha, and you don't have to be concerned. It's not, you're not the tznius patrol here. Okay, you know, if he's looks from, so you can give him food and not worry about it. But somebody who's not from, somebody who doesn't have a kippah, and somebody who you know doesn't know how to make a bracha, herein would be the iser. Don't pasken halacha yet. We still have many shutim to go on how to deal with this in our times, but I'm going to take a question. Go.
So obviously we're dealing with Druze here. Are we allowed to make any assumptions that it's Tinoch Shenishbar, meaning if they fulfill that requirement, does it supply?
So Tinoch Shenishbar means it's not their fault and they're a shogeg, so we don't consider them a Russia. But that doesn't help us in terms of us giving them food and they're not going to make a bracha.
Meaning I've never heard of bracha before.
Okay, so they never heard of a bracha and therefore they're not going to, they're still not going to make one.
Yeah, exactly.
In the end of the day, I'm giving them food, they're going to eat it without making a bracha. Whether or not Hashem is going to punish them in Olam Haba because they ate food without a bracha is the shikul of Tinoch Shenishba. It's not their fault, they're shogeg, they're onus, they don't know better. But whether or not I can give it to them is lo kashur to that question.
But why, as in, again, why does it make a difference for us to give it to them? Should it's up to Hashem to like punish them or...
Okay, like, but I can't facilitate or enable Isser. It's up to Hashem to punish... If I put, I don't know, somebody inappropriately dressed in front of you and you have inappropriate thoughts or do inappropriate things with them, it's Hashem's job to punish you. Nonetheless, I'm not allowed to do that to you. If I give you Isser food and you eat it, so if I hand you pig right now and you eat it, it's Hashem's job to punish you, but nonetheless, I'm not allowed to give you the pig. That's Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is to facilitate or enable something Usser. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm giving this person food and they're not going to make a bracha on it. Yes, it's Hashem's job to punish them. And you're right, maybe they're Tinoch Shenishba and therefore Hashem... We'll have some, you know, I hope, we'll have some leniency. I hope he has leniency on all of us. I have a lot of chataim. I hope he's has Rahman Asami. But that doesn't make it okay for me to facilitate somebody else's iser. Okay? You had a question or? No. Okay. So, Magen Avram, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch here, says, V'yesh Mekilin, V'nirali dim yodeba v'adai shalei yivarech aser. If you know he certainly won't make the bracha, it's aser. But see the Beit Yosef and the Bach, they said that was specifically about Netilat Yadayim. Why? Because if they didn't wash, the minute you put bread in their mouth, they immediately violate it. The tekef, immediately, tekef. B'shash shenotein yado, kedei lechol over mishum lifnei iver. Va'aval bebracha, when it comes to whether or not they're going to make them a mazonot on the cookie I just gave them, b'shash shenotein yado over. All that happened was I gave them a cookie. They didn't eat it yet. So the guy decides to eat the cookie without making the bracha. What could I have done? I have no control over it. So what's the svara then of the Yesh Mekilin? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch paskens la'alacha. You can't give food to somebody who won't make a bracha. Makes a lot of sense. Lifnei Iver. But then he says, Yesh Mekilin, notin lani b'torah tzedakah. What's the svara here? Paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah for the Yesh Mekilin. So says the Mishnah Berurah b'torah tzedakah. Therefore, you're going to get to Olam Haba, and Hashem's going to say to you, hey, all those aniyim always came to you looking for money, looking for food, and you didn't give them any. What was the deal with that? And you'd be like, well, each of them, I wasn't sure that when they took my money and went to buy beer, that they were going to make a bracha on the beer. And they took my money to buy food, that they're going to make a bracha on the food. So I didn't give them any money. I was very frum. That's not the right kind of frumkeit. That's the wrong kind. You're supposed to give tzedakah. Va'avagav degabei shamesh b'sifak adein chashina mahatam nanetina labator tzedakah shenotein lo b'avor sheshimshu achim yodeh b'vadei shalei yavarech aser litein lo af b'tor tzedakah. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you know for sure that the person won't make the bracha, not that there's a suffix or that we have no concern about it, you know for sure this guy won't, why isn't he making a bracha? Because he purposely is not making a bracha. Then you shouldn't give it to him. But when it comes to giving the mitzvah tzedakah, then maybe a little bit like you were saying, you're suggesting the Svari, he's a Tinok Shanishma, he doesn't know better, and he needs Stukka, so then I could give him some. Okay? That's the background. Now we're going to see how the Shutim deal with this, because we all know that we can't live in a world where we can't share our food with non-firm people. Yes?
And there's obviously extent to give them Tzedakah, knowing that they're going to go buy like a McDonald's burger. Like something non-kosher.
It could extend to that. Okay, that's part of Lifnei Iver, yeah.
The
but it's not your responsibility at that point. You gave him money, he can buy what he wants, and then it's not your problem. That one seems to be easier, yeah.
Does the Mishnah Berurah say if you give him
one money, second. But if there's, let's say the only store in town is Treif, and everything's closed, the guy goes, I'm starving, and you go, oh, here's a dollar, go buy yourself something to eat, and the only place he could go is Treif, so then you know what he's going to do with that dollar. Then it's different. But if there's a grocery store next door, and he can opt to buy himself something kosher, and he opts to go buy something Treif, so then it's not your problem. Yes?
Does the Mishnah Berurah say that if he's purposely not going to make a bracha, you shouldn't give him? Was it a bad intention?
If mitoch rishuto, you know that he won't make a bracha, then it's usher to give him the food, says this Mishnah Berurah. Okay? But don't assume that. You have to know that. Okay? That's the idea here. You're supposed to be giving tzedakah, you're supposed to be a rachman, a guy comes to your door and says, I'm hungry, you give him food. You're not supposed to be asking those questions. You happen to know the guy who's one of these bedavka jerk people, and he's going to bedavka eat, watch me eat this, not making a bracha, so then it's a little bit of a different story. But for the most part, okay, people come to your door and ask for food, you're just supposed to give them. Ani came to my door the other day, and you know I'm not such a tzaddik, but there was soup, so I gave him a cup of soup in addition to the shekel or two I was able to give him. But did I check if he made a bracha? No. Okay, give him soup. That's what you're supposed to do. Shut minchat Shlomo. Chilek Aleph Siman Laman Hey.
Who's that? Just contradicts everything that we said, right?
No.
And if he knows, I can say bracha still.
Well, this guy, first of all, the guy had a kippah, so I'm relying on that. But second of all, no, I don't have to know he's saying a bracha. I just have to not know that he's not going to say a bracha.
So if he Davka stands and you leave your door open and he grabs his from you and like chugs it, that's in your head?
If he grabs it from you, it's not on your head. That's also a different problem. Okay?
As soon as he put it in his head, you know.
So, okay. So you don't know when you gave it to him, then you are fine.
After the handover, you run.
Just close your eyes and ears. Okay. That's a solution. Let's see the other solutions they offer. Okay? Shut minchat Shlomo. Who's Shut minchat Shlomo? Shlomo Zalman Orbach Satzal lived in
Yerushalayim
in the which century? 20th century. Okay, he died about 1996. Okay, so Minchat Shlomo. Herod be'inyan Yisrael lifnei Iver. Regarding kibud ba'achila v'shtila mishi yodesh lo yivarech. You want to give food and drink to somebody who will make a bracha. You have to do everything you can. Let's say you have a chashuv guest. For example, you are having over the Prime Minister of Israel, who may or may not make brachos on his food. Okay? He has been known, different prime ministers of this country have been known to sometimes forget to make a bracha on their food. Okay? Let's just say it like that. Other government personnel as well. Other chashuvim in the world who are Jewish have been known to not be the most careful to make brachot on their food. So, because they are not asherin enu shomer Torah mitzvah, they're not yet from. Aval adayin yesh lo aval lebnei Torah. But this politician at this point, or this chashuv person, whoever you have, this donor, this person you have to glad handle, so donate to your yeshiva, etc., he still has some sort of appreciation for Torah and from people. V'gam tomech b'mosto Torah v'chadome. He supports Torah institutions. V'mabala bayit lo yinan eg b'tov v'nimus. If the host doesn't treat him with manners, hamakubal, what's accepted, l'chavid otov v'midi d'mechol v'mishte, to give him food and drink, v'glal zeh shemitzad adin asu liten l'achol l'mishi yodin shenot yodin v'varech. And the reason is why? Because I can't give food to anybody who's not going to make a bracha. As the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And even if I ask him nicely, hey, you know, we're sitting down to have these sandwiches here. Maybe you should go wash. Tilas Yadayim. Yira davar kibegiya ve'elba mechodo. How dare you have the nerve to go tell this high government officer to go do Netilas Yadayim. And therefore, he's going to have zeh gam yargizot homo. It'll anger him. Instead of helping him be closer to Torah, you are going to cause him to leave, to be further from Torah. And he's going to get angry and hatred. He's not only going to hate you, he's going to hate all from people. In such a case, just give him food and drink. And don't worry about the lifting iver involved of you're giving him food and he's not going to make a bracha. What's the logic? Even though we don't say, hey, why don't you go do this little chait and it'll stop a lot of people from doing a major chait. For example, you see people are eating fruit that nobody took truma masr from. We have an iser to not take truma masr from fruit on Shabbos. So, we don't say, but one of them is an Isser Durabana, one of them is an Isser Duraita. So why don't we say, why don't you go do an Isser Durabana? Take the Trumas Masa from this fruit on Shabbos. And that way everybody who's already eating from them, in the meantime, is violating Isser Duraita. You can prevent them all from violating Isser Duraita. No, we don't tell you to do that. Mikol makom benidon zeh, in our case, ho v'chola Isser shal noten lo l'achol rak avir shemtina mishol. Since the problem of giving them food in the first place is just lifnei iver, and if you don't give him food, you're going to also violate Lifnei Iver. One way you're going to violate Lifnei Iver is you're going to cause him to not make a bracha on his food. But if you don't give him food, what are you going to cause? You're going to cause an even bigger avera. Into the leka klal shum avera came the leka hacha shum netinat mechshol ala adara yesh kanat salim mechshol gadol ma'od. Instead of this being a mechshol, you're saving him from the greater sin of hating Judaism, hating Hashem, being angry. All these are terribly surin. So to prevent a larger michshol, you're going to do this minor michshol. That is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Svara. He added in later a little bit extra. That's why it's here in like kind of brackets. It says, Av shekeinze katav gam Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger has his following Svara. We have a halacha regarding cutting your payas. We did this a little bit when we did the shaver shear. Okay? So you're not allowed to cut your payas off. Not men. Not. There's an isser to cut off your payas, and there's an isser to have your payas cut off. So if you were to cut off your own payas, how many isserim would you violate? Two. Okay? But women don't have such an isser. A woman can cut off her payas. So can a woman cut off a man's payas? Well, then he would only be violating one Isser. Which Isser? To have his payas cut off. He would not be violating the Isser of cutting off his payas. So Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses the possibility of the Lashon Ve'ulai, and he says maybe there's room for her to do this in order to prevent him from violating two Isseri Doraita. Let him just violate one, because she has no Isser involved. It's just the Lifnei Iver. But again, what kind of lifnei iver is it when he can just do it himself anyway? So you're really saving him from doing this iser. Says Shani Hacha the possession nimla nechavda u'atzmo chashiv kamach shilo biyoter. But there he says that case of Rabbi Akiva Eger is a little bit different, because here he's the one causing the michshol. How's he causing the michshol? By not giving the chashiv person food or drink, he's causing that chashiv person to hate from Jews. Yes.
Can we infer from Rav Shlomo Zalman over Tshuva that it's not talking about chashav people, it's talking about everyone?
Oh.
Like a friend in school?
Oh, that's what we're going to do in the next tshuvas. Okay, how they're going to use their Shlomo Zalman's tshuva. But his came first on this. Okay? So, let's say you see he's drinking the wrong kind of wine. You can't stop him. But, what can you do? You can switch the wine, in other words, to some other kind of wine that exactly the same, but this one's Tevel, etc. So since you are not doing it, but you're saving him from the greater Isser, so that's the Sora of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach to allow this. So in other words, you can't normally say do Is or X to prevent people from doing Is or Y. Even if Is or Y is the right and Is or X is the Rabbanon, we don't say do Is or X to help prevent Is or Y. But here, there's a big Is or X and a little Is or X. So he says, do little Is or X to prevent him from doing big Is or X. That was Rosh Hashanah Zaman Zorobach Svaro. And again, it seems to be, already Zach asked the question, this was about Adam Chashuv. Can we apply that to our friends and all sorts of non-from people? Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner. When did Rav Vosner live?
He died in 2012.
Yeah, about 2015. About 100. Okay. And he lived in Bnei Brak. And he was asked a similar question. You ask him to wash, he's going to get angry. Can I give him food? Because if I don't, almost the same lashon as Shlomo Zalman. It should be the same lashon because he copied him. Ibra Bechoza, and this is what he wanted to add. Nid Yashavti, Diyesh Makom Lamar Kimen, Shi Yisrael Kasher, Eno Seba Atzmo, Afilu Isra Kalder Rabbanon, Komakom Kan Lohavi Trey Avri Dinara, Inkain Enkan Raka Saya Be Isra Rabbanon, Shi Natil Yadayim Uni Abracha, Gam Yitachin Vadam Ke Agam Nash Over Komitzel Mezid Leka Kaldim Sayea, Kain Alim Nota Diyesh Makom Lahaka. What did he say all there? He said the following. When it comes to Lifnei Iver, how is it that you are over? In other words, Mido Raita, I can't give you pig to eat. But let's say there's pig all over this room. And you could just reach out and eat it and you're planning on it. And I hand you a piece. So midoraita, I didn't do anything wrong. Because you could have just eaten all the pig all over this room without my help. Okay? I'm not any way helping you because you didn't need me at all. Midoraita, we need what's called trei avrei nara. Two sides of a river. For example, you have a sota, not a sota, a nazir, sitting right in front of you, and he's, oh, I can't reach those grapes, and I want to drink that wine. Or any person, I want to eat that tray food right there, can you get it for me? And you're bigger and taller, you're on the other side of the river and can throw it over to him, you're able to help him out, meaning, but hurt him, but you're able to help him out. So you enable and facilitate that which he wasn't able to do. So that is the Isser Doraita of Lifnei Iver. Midrabanan, we asser it even when the guy could have done it, and for that we call Messiah, you're just helping out. But that's asser. But it's a different kind of Isser. Midoraita, the Isser is only when the guy couldn't do it otherwise. So it says, Kan lo have trevri nara. You can't say that the guy here eating in your home is that kind of case where he couldn't do an Isser without you. Yes?
Messiah is asser.
Say as Asr, yes.
No, that's just Asr, yeah.
Okay. But he says, therefore, because of that, we can see how you can find some room for leniency, because we're not going to say that you're Messiah this guy to help him violate his intended Isr of eating food without making a bracha. Okay? That's Shevet Alevi's approach. Igra Moshe has another point to add. Moshe Feinstein, when did he die?
80s.
Okay. 80s.
Okay.
86. Yeah. Okay. That's very impressive. Where did he live?
New York.
New York. Okay, good. So the Igros Moshe says, Mashma Miloshan Abach, who we saw already, that was source 5. What was the Bach's svara? Was because it's for tzedakah, so it would be allowed. So, the Igros Moshe says, the diok I make is that if it weren't for tzedakah, he wouldn't allow you to give food to some non-from person. But I think that it's true, if the person's not poor, there's no lifnei iver. If it were because of lifnei iver, I wouldn't be matir because of mitzvah tzedakah. Meaning, what could be the svara of disagreeing with this Rav Moshe, that you would say, well, maybe because of mitzvah tzedakah, we'll be makel on the lifnei iver. So it could be something to the effect of Ase Dochelot Ase, or Safik Michshol, because you're not sure whether he's going to violate the bracha. Or I saw also that some say that it's only Lifnei Iver if you give a guy an Isser. Here, you're giving him wonderful kosher food. It's just his fault that he's not making the bracha on it. But okay, Rav Moshe says, no, we wouldn't be matir the Lifnei Iver even for mitzvah tzedakah. So I'm ken, nachin, v'tzarich li'tin lo gam itam acher, kahad batzlo shutav shalo. Let's say your partner, your business partner. You're in a law firm, you're in any kind of business, and you have a business partner who is not frum. Yodesh lo yishmalu li'tol yadav v'varech, and you want to order lunch that day? Oh, lunch is on me. And you want to order lunch, and you want to give him food, and sorry, you have to go wash. Or he's working hot on your roof, you have a worker on your roof, and he's banging in the panels, and it's very hot and sweaty, and you want to give him a cup of water? Sorry, you have to make a bracha, or I'm not going to give it to you? No, that is not appropriate. V'lo rakishno gema mash leparnasa. Not only when it's directly related to your parnasa, oh, my boss, my coworker. Af mitzad nimusim anu gimen shutafin v'sokrim in. Every interaction that is expected and appropriate and polite, manners are halacha. You have to be a mensch. And in this regard, there's no difference between whether the guy's not going to make the bracha because he doesn't want to, because he doesn't know how to. And therefore, even if he doesn't want, he knows the bracha, he used to be from. He doesn't want to because he hates Judaism and God and everything. Nonetheless, you're allowed to give him food. So when it comes to an ani, then we can discuss whether I'm a chuyov to give tzedakah to somebody who's a rasha. Okay. Because he's a bedavkanik. But without that, any other person where it's expected in proper, appropriate manners that you're going to share your food with him, you have to share your food with him. And whether or not he's going to make a bracha can enter the cheshbon. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Next, Shul ben Chazasher.
On the back.
You cheated. Okay. He's alive and well, Baruch Hashem. Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. Okay, big posek in Yerushalayim. And you know Eli Weber, our director of overseas program? He's his lawyer. Okay? He has an in there. He goes often, he's friends, he's been at his kid's wedding, Sheva Brachas.
When's he coming?
He tends, in my few years here, he's brought him a few times. Not necessarily every year. But he does it. And also the other way happens, that you could go to Eli and say, we want a class trip there. And he'll bring a car full or a bus full or a van full to him.
Yeah.
You go to his shir, he gives a shir, and then afterwards we went upstairs to his office. Private meeting with Rav Asher Weiss in his office, like 10 of us. So it was amazing. So you could do those things.
Why
don't you go ask him? Okay, I don't control him. Anyway, so Rav Asher Weiss Shlita has a shut. Three volumes of it have come out so far. He brings out one at a time as he writes them. He's alive and well writing tshuvas. And he should continue on Mev Esrim, Shana, and these beautiful Lashon tshuvas. They're amazing. I really enjoy them. And I read them Kesidrim because they're just so exciting. So I actually recently came off, because I'm almost done with the third volume, I recently came across in the third volume, where in a totally other topic, he discusses our question. And he says, "Umakom acher danti b'svara," and he's somewhere else I discussed this too, but I'm not sure where. But he says, I discussed this with Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The one that we saw in the bottom of the first column, he says, I've discussed this. Where he says that you could give food to somebody who won't make the brach on it, and even though it's us, Mishum Lefnei Iver, why? Because bizmanenu kach min chayim klal yanimus. Manners make the halacha that you have to give it to him anyway. And if you don't give it, you're going to cause him a greater sinah, which is even more chamor than the fact that he's not going to make berchad nanim. If you were to weigh the iser of hatred of Klal Yisrael and B'nai Torah compared to the iser of eating mizonos without eating food without making a bracha, so that one's much greater. And therefore, not only is it not a michshol, it's atzal menachet. He says, "Naniotaiti, I don't like Rav Shlomo Zalman's raya, his svara here. I think it's off. Why? This isn't saving. Why? It's not like an avera in front of him where you're going to save him from it. In the meantime, you're going to give him food, he's not going to make a bracha. Meaning, well, there's something in front of him and he's going to hate all the Klai Yisrael, you quick, swap it out, replace it with him not making a bracha. That doesn't exist. So all you're doing is putting a mikshel in front of him, there's no hatsala. That's what Rashi White says. And he says, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman had a raya, we said, we compared it to eating orla. He says, so here in his example, he's eating chilev and dam, you're eating certain kinds of food that are curried. So what do? I'll quickly switch the meat with something else, which is the alav. And therefore, I'm going to save him by causing him less of an iser, inzach shalel zikoy vatsala. He says, that's a good proof, except, ain anido noma l'raya, the two aren't comparable. The guy's in the middle of eating the treif, and you switch one level of treif for a low level of treif. Meaning you switch Isser Kari with Isser Lav, but he's already eating it. Here, you're giving him something Asser to prevent something that doesn't exist yet. There's nothing that's already causing him to hate us, and we're going to lessen it with that. So he says, I don't like the Sora. Nonetheless, you know, there may be some room to be lenient. Let's go to the second page. Turn over. Rasisei Tal, who's that? Rasisei Tal is Rav Yehuda Amital Zatzal. You know that name? He's the Rosh Yeshiva of our Yeshiva. Okay, there are now two volumes out. It's a collection. The first one came out while he was alive. First one came out while he was alive. How many years has he been dead? He's been dead 6 years. Okay? So, it's not the newest book. The second volume came out this year, after his death. Meaning it's put together from his writings, recordings, and shiurim by his son. The second one was put together by his son. The first one was put together probably by some of the Rambam in the yeshiva, but he looked it over. Meaning, but again, it's taken from his notes. And he had a few comments and whatever. But it's his sefer, his Torah. So in it, he has this line, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he says, there's no Avera, rather it's Hatzala, saving him from a Michshol. And what's the Michshol? He says that this person will Chas Shalom be further from Torah and Yer Shemayim. And he says, in the version of Amital saw, remember I showed you that there was like a bracket in the Shlomo Zalman Tshuva that says Rabbi Kiva Eger said the same thing. So Rav Amital didn't know that part. And he says, and before Rav Shlomo Zalman said it, Rabbi Kiva Eger said it. Meaning he knew the Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is just an expansion of Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush to let you do one iser, to let you do something that'll help the guy violate one iser instead of two iser. And the whole question is, how much can we extend this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman? And Rav Amital told us many times that he relies on this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that we give food here in this yeshiva. We have some chiloni workers, some of the people who clean the floor. They're lovely, dedicated people. Have a big chelik and olam haba for making sure that you have clean places and clean and good food to eat and heat and everything else is taken care of. But nonetheless, not all of them are frum, and therefore we give them food and we don't worry about them not making a bracha on it, and this is what we rely on. And the only question is how much this Rosh Shlomo Zalman Chiddush can be extended to how many situations. Halichot Bat Yisrael is a sefer written by Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. Okay, it's halachos for women. Every single topic. No matter what. And then what women have to do with it. Women, girls, all ages will discuss. Example of tzitzis, women in tzitzis, women in tefillin, etc. The things they don't do. Things they are supposed to do in the halakas neros and tefillah, and if they forget Shmon Esrei, meaning because there's halachas, what happens if you forget Shmon Esrei? If you forget to daven or you miss davening, what do? You make it up? And there's different halachas for people who are mechuyov and all these things than people who are doing it Torah Rishut, etc. So he has a whole sefer of all these halachas. So in the middle there he has halachas of tzedakah, because there's all sorts of halachas. Should she be giving tzedakah to, invite a guy in who's hungry? Well, now she's alone with the man. That's Yisr Yichud. There's all sorts of extra halachas that come into play in all areas. And so in the middle of the halachas here, we have a girl whose parents aren't from. And, she tried, of course, but she's from. And she tried to get them to say some brachas, and it doesn't work. Can she? And then her parents say, hey, Sarala, can you please bring me a water, a sandwich, whatever it is? So can she bring them the water and the sandwich? And the answer is, yes, better. Okay, I never want any of you to, you know, it's different if they're asking you to bring them tray food, because we have a rule, if you're right to Mishal Kecha, that you only have to honor your parents to the extent that it's they're asking you to do things that are mutter. But here they're asking you to do something mutter. They're asking you to bring them their food, their kosher food. Okay? It's their problem that they're not making the bracha. And even when you've requested nicely, they don't make the bracha. That's their problem. And he says, this is the psak I got from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself extended it not only to government ministers who are having meals in your home, but even to this lovely, sweet Bas Yisrael, whose parents aren't so frum. And he says, is that true even for Nakibud Amaim, other people in your home, guests who don't know how to make the bracha? He says, Namaisa kamuvan sheyesh levakesh b'tzura notei shevarech. Ask nicely for them to make a bracha. Derech klal kishepniyahi b'lashon ni'ma, b'ofen shel derecha derechei noam, enik nagdud lecha. If you ask nicely, sometimes people don't mind. V'ulai tov yoter shemagish yivarech amachal mashke sheyocha b'atzmo. There's another solution. You also eat and drink. And say, I'm going to say this bracha out loud. V'chavin lotzi ha'oreach. And tell the person, just listen and answer amen. How many people are, you know, going to be bothered by that? Often say, yotzim gam misafik shema in oreach edin varchin. And then you also get out of suffik. If I make them make a bracha and they don't know what God is and understand that they're davening to Hashem, so that's a different problem as well. Okay? Yes, you had a question? Or?
Yeah, you answered.
Okay, good. Zohar bracha. Say, sefer an kashra. So I didn't write the author down. Okay. But it's one of the current Svarim on Kashrut, very popular.
Rafim.
Huh?
Rafim. Popular on Kashrut.
And not, I said on Bracha. This is not, I said on Kashrut? I meant on Bracha. This is a Sefer on Bracha. Halacha is a Bracha. And he has in the back, you know, this is the Bracha on this and that. And in the front, he has Kesidra, all the Halacha of Bracha, you know, the whole Sugya, pizzas, and, you know, washing, everything is there. And of course, he covers the topic of giving food to people who won't make a bracha. So he says, he cites the Halichot Bat Yisrael that we just saw. Cites it word for word, that's why I just put an ellipsis. Word for word, he has Halichot Bat Yisrael. But then he says, check it out, I have a letter from the Kehilas Yaakov. Who's the Kehilas Yaakov? Stipler. Where and when did he live? 20th century in Bnei Brak. Okay. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Gadol Hador now. You heard of him?
Son.
It's his son. Good.
I also wrote Emet the Yaakov Alatorah.
No, that's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Kamenetsky and Kanievsky. It is confusing, but they're not the same. Okay?
No way.
He said,
he threw
in that Ktav, Shemu Mvarech, Mechavin, Hotzi, Areach, Yesu, Shar, Shareach, Maskim, Beliba, Bidyevin. If you just say the bracha aloud and have him in mind, you can assume that the guy in his heart is just agreeing. Shabracha tachol b'shvilo av b'shino shomer Torah. Yeah, have him in mind. In other words, sometimes in the army when I would daven, the guys would say, oh, have me in mind, have me in mind. I mean, the non-from people who didn't daven. So here, if you're going to say the bracha aloud, and in their heart, they're just going to be like, okay, you know, I don't say brachos, and I don't care, and I don't believe, or whatever the madrigo they're on at the time. But if they hear the bracha in their heart for a second, they'll be like, okay, I'm with him on that one. So then just make sure to make sha'akol so that it covers everything in his meal. Shuvadan Agud. Oh, I didn't put his biography here, huh? I did half a job today. Shuvadan Agud, Rav Sternbach. Okay, Hosek Yerushalayim, the head of the Eidah Charedis, Beis Din, very firm man. He has huge books of tshuvot as well. Maybe like 8-9 volumes. He writes in his Hakdama that don't fault me for having so many kulot because I deal a lot with kiruv and I have a lot of kulot. Okay, there are very, very few kulot in there. I would never have faulted him for having fewest kulot. Rav Tabori once told us that Rav Lichtenstein, I don't know what Rav Lichtenstein decided in the end. In the end of the story, Rav Lichtenstein, who was very, very, was a machmir for himself, and when he heard Chumrah sometimes took them on, so he was very choshesh about whether to bring Rav Sternbach's svarim into his home. Because not because they weren't of value and important Torah and he was in the Talmud Chacham. He was, but because he was tended to be known to the Hachmer so much, and Rav Lichtenstein and his personality tended to go that way, that he was afraid to, you know, sometimes use those Sfarim. I don't know. That I heard from Rav Tabori. So, Rav Sternbach, Rav Tabori once told us that he met a Talmud of Rav Sternbach. Rav Tabori was wearing penny loafer shoes. You know what those are? So, the Talmud said, "Ah, you're wearing those because you're choshish to the kalayim and the laces." He goes, "No, because they're comfortable." Okay. So, yeah. So, Tshuva ben Hanagot. So he was asked, your friend, your close relative, can you invite them even though they're not going to make a bracha? He says, the Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. Mio nir shekol zeh litol no biyadayim. That's to put it in his hands. Aval lazmin l'suda, ain't lefnei iver. Because he's coming to the table and he'll take it from the serving dish. Shebelav hachi, yochal suda beveito v'eno masif muma. If you don't feed him, we're not talking about a person who doesn't have food. We're talking about a person, you're just inviting him for a Shabbos meal. If you don't invite him for a Shabbos meal, what's he going to have for a Shabbos meal? Could be treif, could be kosher. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the food is kosher. He could just be going, you know, having other food, just heating up frozen brekkas or whatever it is. But at the same time, he's not going to make the bracha there either. So you inviting him isn't causing him to not make a bracha on food. Zeh eino ketrei avrin ara. Again, you are not facilitating him eating food without making a bracha. He would eat food without making a bracha anyway. So now we're already below the Issur D'oraita. If anything, we're at most of the Issur D'rabbanan. And now we have to see if we have room to be make on the Issur D'rabbanan. We'll see how we will do that. Yeah.
Does the issue of making him like drive or come?
That's a whole other sugya. Okay.
Okay.
We can do that one next week if you want that, because I saw a lot of them this week. If you want, we can do that one next week about inviting a guest who's going to drive home. Oh, you have an answer. Okay, so you don't need the shear. Okay, but fine. He says, and we saw the Ramaz Mekel about the honey, Torah Tzedakah, and he says, Halo Mechavein the Mitzvah the Kirub. He says, here, why are you inviting all these relatives who aren't going to make brachas? To be Mekariv them. Since you're doing it for Kirub, I have room to be lenient. So he says, Vade Rak Makom Mitzvah Karev Nakul HaKel. Then we're Mekel only because of the Mitzvah of Kirub. Yesh Tikva Lach Sirub at Shuva Yede Kirub Zeh. You have hope that you'll be Mekariv him. So in the meantime, he's going to come and you're going to invite him for Shabbos meals. He's not going to make brachos. How are you doing that? Because the end goal is that one day he will make brachos. And he will be from. So you have to hope. And he says, there are many, 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 many thousands of people who are balei tshuva, bizman hazeh, who got started because they were invited to Shabbos meals from people. It is one of our most effective forms of Kiruv. Kiruv organizations all over the world, Chabad, with their Kiruv in campuses and far out places, what's their main method? They're there, but they're also there to, and they host Shabbos, and the people come to them for Shabbos meal. It's a very effective method of Kiruv. All of whatever organization you heard of, NCSY, and National Jewish Outreach Program, MJO, all these things are, these organizations, one of their secrets is the beauty of the Shabbos table, the beauty of a Jewish household on Shabbos, a from family Shabbos table. It's really something that so many people who don't have that in their life become jealous of and want, and it's really one of our greatest forms of kiruv. So it says, Rav Sternbach, so yes, yeshlishko kol mikra mikra, you have to check every case, whether, you know, it's realistic, etc. maybe. But, nonetheless, because we're not talking about Isser lefnei iver d'oraita, because the guy's going to eat anyway without a bracha. So what's the difference if he does it in your house or he does it elsewhere? And now, because we have the added benefit, or maybe you'll be makariv him, we have room to be lenient. Rivivot Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, who was from Eretz Yisrael, learned under Rav Shach, and then was sent to America. And he learned from Rosha Feinstein, became the Rav of Memphis, Tennessee, for almost 60 years. He passed away a few years ago, 2014. And he has huge volumes of tshuvot. And Igron Moshe Feinstein's tshuvot, a lot of them were written to him, meaning because he sent him to Tennessee and he would send his shailas over to Moshe Feinstein. It's a huge tshuvos here. So he has a tshuva on this topic and he tells a story about himself. So one of the things he mentions in the tshuva, first he says, There's two solutions. First of all, the Rishlomo Zalman, and you don't want them to be machshel. He says, second of all, the Vezora Bracha says, just be mafkir the food before you serve it. Then it's not your food that you're giving him, then it's no man's food. Okay, that's another one. I don't know if that's the best idea for some, but Rav Ephraim thought that was certainly another sniff lahakel. And he quotes somebody who is machmir, the Mishnah of Avram. He says there's machmir in this, but he wrote that it's kashul achriya. He says, so what do I do?
Then you're Zalman Mitzvah as well, if you have to get the food.
What?
You're Zalman Mitzvah as well.
No, because you provided the hefker food. If I go up to a bunch of aniyim and I say, here, I'm mafker this, whoever wants it takes it, and all the aniyim now have food provided for them, I got the mitzvah too. Okay? If I mafker the leket, shichah, and peah, and my sada for the aniyim, that's hefker, and they get it, and I get the mitzvah of leaving leket, shichah, and peah. There's no rule that has to come from your rishut to give it to the. Be mafkir. In fact, that's one of a great way to give tzedakah without the person feeling bad. Let's say I have three people here who aren't poor and one who is poor. So where do I go? I go, guys, look at all these extra leftover cookies my wife made, and I put them out and everybody eats and the money got, you know, food. So I found a way without embarrassing him of giving him tzedakah. Just because I was mafkir him to everybody?
On camp, that's a bit like storm. Like it'll be fun. Like I'll be really tapped by a million of people to make a brocha. There's like 1,000 people in the charoha. So we'll just get people on the two doors to stand there and be like, hefker,
hefker. So like everyone. Okay. So the Rebbe Ephraim says that, and he says, but what do I do? And you'll see if this works for you. I think it works because he was the Rebbe Ephraim. He says, what do I do? Ani tamid osei tama bracha v'lo menakdim. I never had a guy who came to me, the rabbi of the community, came to me and I said, would you like to make, you know, can I help you make a bracha? And nobody ever said no. So I don't know if that's true for everybody. It was certainly true for the Rebbe Ephraim. Avol famim lo rotzim, even he sometimes failed. So az yesh nesmoch al minchat Shlomo v'sheyavker. And then he tells a story. V'nahag mi taxi, shenasati mechonit shalom mitel aviv l'yushalayim. I got one of the holy Eretz Yisrael taxi drivers. Tammuz tavshin nun zayin, about 10 years ago. Hotzi b'derech bakbuk kola. He brought out a bottle of kola. V'natanli kosin, gave me a cup. V'amarti lo she'atzor mechonit, stop on the side. V'natati lo kippah me'akishali, I gave him my kippah. V'amarti lo she'eshtem hu yishtev yaseh bracha. I'll drink some if you make a bracha and drink. V'asiti imo bracha, and I helped him make the bracha. V'dma'od yardu me'enov, and tears came down from his eyes. Kizar ba'im shana shelo asa bracha, v'acharka chasiti bracha v'odali ma'od. And he says, 40 years I never made a bracha. Gashtiv shiyam shikla so brachot, you know, please continue to make brachot. Ro'im shev shayla shbiach, ro'im shiyasu brachot. So you see, you can help people make brachot. In case they should be shtadol, you should certainly work on doing this. So I don't know if this works for everybody. Could be what Ephraim had a little bit of siyata d'shmaya. Because I've tried, you know, in my life and don't have such amazing stories. You know, taxi drivers, I tried to be makariv, you know. But, okay. But certainly there's what to try. But this seems to be the idea. We've seen a whole bunch of tshuvas already that said, essentially, we saw the halacha is, it's usur. It's usur to give food to somebody who's not going to make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch has chad mashmai on that. The only yesh chokin is about mitorat tzedakah. But in general, the person comes to your house, that's not torat tzedakah, he's just you know, another guy there. And he's not frum. So maybe you could say it's tzedakah on some level, but okay, probably not tzedakah. But you're going to have him there and be makariv him there, or just befriend him, and be polite, and be nice to him, and be a human being. And what could be more important than that? That is the yisod of our religion. How do I know that's the yisod of our religion? Because it all started with Avram Avinu. The pasuk says that Avram went, and he went, and he walked around from place to place, and the pasuk says he took with him, and Rashi says, these are people he made Jews. These are people he made religious. Avram Gayer Nanashim, Sar Megayer Hanashim. Avram the men, Sarah the women, Male Katu Valeim, Ki'ilu Asom. The Pasuk says, Anefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. The people they made in Charan. And how did they do this? Rashi in the next parsha tells us. V'yikrasham B'Shem Hashem. He called out in Hashem's name. What does that mean? Ayidei Oto Eshel. It's a hospitality. After people came to his home, he had the foresight intent, according to the Midrash. He had the people over, he gave them to eat and drink. Amar lehem, Baruch hu lemi she'achalta mishalo. Make a blessing to the one whose food you ate. Svarim atem she'mishali achaltem. Don't think you ate my food. Mishal mi she'amar v'yalam achaltem. You ate Hashem's food. And that was how Avram was such a successful Kiruv personality, because he gave them food and a wonderful Jewish atmosphere and made them all want to be from. So, yes, if you were to take the strict dry halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, it says you can't give food to the non-from people because they're not going to make a bracha, but we live in the world. And don't think our gedolim don't live in the same world. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rebbe of Ephraim, the Rav Amital, every posik, Rav Sternbach, the Vizod of Bracha, the Elich of Yisrael, every Mincha Zasher, every posik that we saw, all of them agreed that you can't be, and one of them cited the Chazon Ish, okay, you can't live in this world without basic human manners, and that includes inviting and feeding and helping and giving food and sharing food with your non-frum Jewish brethren. And we may have the hope that one day they'll all, you know, be frum. But even without that, even without the Kiruv, Rav Shlomach says, oh, it's all because of Kiruv. But many of the others say no. Rav Moshe Feinstein said no. Just basic human, not even for tzedakah, basic human manners mandate that you give him the food without worrying about whether he's going to make the bracha. And that is how we live in the society, to the point that society would fall apart, says the Chazon Ish. That you can't have a society where without people helping each other if you worry about that. And therefore, that is the halacha, that you should invite these and share your food and invite and help out in general every single human being, every single Jew, whether that Jew is from or not. You should be open and sharing and polite and be a mensch always.